The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asked for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asked for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. I don't know about you, but in my life, I know this is not did not always happen. There's many times I prayed for things that God did not answer my prayers. And I'm sure that happened in your life. And I think that's important things for us to consider, because one of the leading reasons why people leave the church today, especially the younger people, is that because they prayed for something and God did not answer their prayers. Sometimes they conclude there is no God, or there is a God who doesn't care about them, or that God does not love them. They've done something wrong. That's why God did not answer their prayers. We all know that's not true. But we also heard sometimes God answers our prayer according to his will, in his own way, not necessarily what we're asking for. You heard it said sometimes God will answer prayer, but according to his own time, not when we want it, and we always want it right away. Sometimes we pray to God as if it's just our relationship, there is just God, and I'm only his only son or daughter. No one else is in that part of that, you know, relationship. A couple of days ago, when Jesus taught us to pray, he said, "Our Father," God is the Father of all of us. So maybe my prayer is about me, but really it's not good for someone else, or maybe more than one person praying for the same thing. So God have to answer one of those prayers. The rest may feel the prayers were not answered. But the bottom line, I guess, among all of these things is that we have to trust God. Even when our prayers are never answered in our own time, own lifetime, or even in the way we trusted them, we wanted them. If there is that trust, as Jesus talks about, if you're human parents give you what you need, and as you know, as parents, you don't always give your children what they need. Wouldn't your Heavenly Father give you what is best for you? Sometimes not answering our prayer could be the best thing for us, and we won't see it till later on. And I know at one point in my life, after I graduated as a doctor in chemical engineering, I wanted a job in chemical engineering. And God did not grant my prayer. But many years later, because I couldn't go in that field of chemical engineering, I recognized that God is calling me to be a priest. And thanks God, be to God for not answering my prayer to be a chemical engineer. We have to trust. And at first, I was upset with God. I was mad at God. Why would you let me get all this education and then I cannot do anything with it? But what turned me around is I know God loves me, and I have to trust that what he has planned for me is much more better than what I was asking for. And that's what got me from that, being angry, feeling despair, feeling, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. It's just thought that God loves me and he wants what's best for me. I invite you to think today, or take a few minutes to reflect on the times when your prayers were answered? Did you give thanks and praise to God, or you took it for granted? Today, I'm sure many of us, many millions of people around the world, if not more, are praying for peace in Ukraine. When that peace happens, are we going to thank God for it, or are we going to give the credit to whoever politicians or leaders that brought about that peace agreement? And think of a time when your prayers were not answered. Obviously, you didn't get mad at God and leave God or the church. You're here today. What helped you to remain faithful? What helped you to trust in God? These are the experiences that we need to share with others, because that's what they're dealing with. And sharing with them your own experience of prayer and God answering of your prayer and why you continued in your faith is a great testimony and witness for them to look into their own situations and maybe come back to God, come back to their faith, to the church. This is what this Lenten journey is about. It's not about our own repentance, about our turning back to God, but helping others also return to a loving God.